Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 30. Hello and welcome to the Last Save Loaded podcast with me, Justin Smith, and the wonderful Mr. Colm Sheridan. Hello, Colm.
Hello, Justin. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Well, you know, too many times I try and make it all big and fantastical, and I think sometimes it's best just to go, this is me, and of course, yourself.
Exactly.
So, how have you been in the last couple of weeks? You've been doing exams and you've been having... last we spoke, you were looking forward to having a day at home. And I understand, based off what you told me, it was not a day at home in the end.
No, it was 4 days at home.
Through choice?
No, just through sheer laziness on my part and the fact that I wasn't going to be learning anything new in college. So what was the point in going in? And basically, yeah, I'm like the spoiled little student who stomps around going, well, I'm not coming in because there's no point in me coming in because I'm not going to learn anything new. And they just seem to put up me now at this stage because I'm nearly 3 years in this course now. And I'm part of the Forger at this stage. So, yeah, I just said, nah. Well, the first day was the Wednesday, I think. And that was because my lecturer wasn't going to be in that day. So that was okay.
Yes, that was the day I knew you were going to be off.
Yeah, otherwise I was just going to go in and do, you know, sit at a desk. And, you know, I tend to work better at home anyway. And then the next day was because the lecturer wasn't in. And then Fridays, and we don't go in anyway because we don't have a lecturer that day. So, yeah. And then Monday, Amelia was coming over. So I chose not to go in that day because I hadn't seen her in about 3 weeks. And yes. So there you go. And yeah, we got our exam for skills. They're called skills demos. They're basically, it's just a demonstration of what you know. And you document it and you take screenshots and you put it into documents. Stuff I've practically been doing most of my working life. So it's not a problem for me to do this. And yeah, we were due to do skills demo 2 tomorrow. But last Thursday, we had a bit of an issue. Now, when you're doing a hardware course, it's good to have hardware to work with.
Yes, I find it's a core benefit, a core minimum, in fact.
Yes, it is a core minimum. So basically what we have, basically this whole particular course is structured around finding out the specs for Windows 10, finding out the specs for Ubuntu, and then the second skills demo is basically dual booting. Basically, dual booting the two operating systems. So we were supplied our own laptop from the school to do the documentation on, and we were able to do skills demo 1 on that particular laptop, which was fine. Last Thursday, then we tried to take out the old steam engines of desktops we have in there.
Yeah, to
dual boot to install Windows 10 and Ubuntu on. And considering we have 6 hours to do the skills demo in total, it took us nearly 2 hours to install Ubuntu and Windows 10 on these. And we had 4 desktops, 3 of which did not succeed in installing the Ubuntu, and 1 did after 2 hours. So, yeah, he was going to have a meeting today with the head of the college to discuss this issue we're having. And we will find out tomorrow if it was successful or I doubt it very much. We will get to go ahead for the skills demo tomorrow, at which point I will just stand up and say, I shan't be here until you get the skills demos organised. Otherwise, I'm not coming in to repeat myself over and over again. It gets very tedious and annoying. It's like reading a book over and over again. You're not learning anything new. What is the point? And then I shall leave it at that. I cannot. One of the students sent him an email today to see was there any progress. I said, you've a better chance of winning the lotto than getting a reply from him. He never replies. So there you go. So we wait and see what happens tomorrow. But other than that, it's all sunshine and lollipops. I am going for my plat on Spider-Man 2, 1, well, not 2, obviously. Yeah, so I hopefully I'll have that. Do you have to play the game twice to get that plat?
Yes.
Oh, you do, do you? You have to do it on New Game Plus or play it from... Or you have to complete it on New Game Plus?
I don't think so. Plus, you can ignore most of the side missions if you can, like, force yourself to.
Well, I'm going... Yeah, I'm getting all the other stuff done before I do the New Game Plus, like all the, you know, doing all the... pigeons and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I've done them already and I've reached the highest peak and all that stuff and I did all the research doing all them as well. So I'm going to clear all them out before I do New Game Plus.
Yeah, wise. I found when I played through it, I was like doing all of one activity and then moving on to the next area. But I definitely, as I said, well, we talked about it before. I definitely found toward the end I was just getting so bored with the tediousness of doing the same things over and over again. And that's why people say to, like, spread it, pepper it throughout your playthrough.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe do, like, story mission, side mission, story mission, side mission.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've finished the story mission. I'm nearly sure I'd finished the story mission before, but I didn't have to save. The save file I had was just before the main final boss, basically. So I'll continue with that. That's it, Justin. What about yourself?
Well, as you alluded to a couple of minutes ago, I was a little bit ill last week. I was suffering from a bit of a heavy cold, which we picked up off the youngster in Ruth's house.
All right.
And, you know, she's been back at school, so inevitably...
Yes.
...bugs are being spread about. Yeah, it caused my nose to dribble, get the nasal drip down the back of the throat, and generally caused me to feel like my head was underwater a lot. A lot of tiredness, yeah. And other days couldn't actually sleep. On one day, I slept in the house here on my own so that I could have lots of pillows and prop myself up, but it didn't have too much effect, I don't think. But then just as... occasionally, you can still hear it in my voice, but for the most part, like, I'm hardly blowing my nose or clearing my throat. And unfortunately... toward the end of last week, it hit Ruth, and it hit her harder than it's hit me. And
all right,
she's not the sort of person that easily accepts help in the first place. So I had to, like, say, okay, I am cooking. I am bringing food around and cooking. I am washing up, you know. And on top of all this, she's... been working herself really hard in housework because she's obviously trying to get her house ready to the point where it can go on the market. And so there's a lot of cleaning that's been happening and things like that. And as I said before, that's why I've been helping out with gardening and doing tip runs and things. But she's had the photos done now, so it's pretty much just don't let it all fall apart and hopefully... we'll get told it's going on the market and it gets sold. But just taking it one step at a time, really. Other than that, obviously I've had a month-end session at work and yet more and more Teams calls.
They are a pain in the ass, aren't they? I knew of people that I worked with that just, that's all they did all day. So by the end of the day, they had to work extra late just to get all the other stuff done they required. I just feel the need. We used to have rules on team calls where they couldn't last any more than 30 minutes. And yeah, that didn't always go according to plan.
No, we're having Teams calls that are like 3-4 hours long.
What is the point in that? Your level of concentration weans after 30 minutes, so there is no point.
Well, my level of concentration on these calls weans after 30 seconds.
Do they have an agenda for the calls?
Well, the agenda is, let's see if, you know, Department A knows how the system is going to work when we change it next month. Let's see if Department B does. And when they get down to me and I go, I don't know anything about the system, they go, oh, well, people in your team have had training. No, they haven't. They were shown one thing months ago. They haven't got the slightest clue how to do it. And because you can't fix the things that I keep raising, you can't go over it with me either. So...
yeah, sounds like a fun day.
Yeah.
Frustration is, you know, I know how you feel with the frustration end of it.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm going to move on to some what we've been watching quite swiftly this week because
okay.
I've had a look at the show notes for the last couple of weeks and it has occurred to me that I haven't talked about some things, some fairly big movies of the summer. And I probably should have put them on in previous weeks. So we'll start with you, Colin. What have you been watching?
Watching quite a few bits and pieces.
Yes,
we were watching some. I'm doing the Justin, and I'm watching Rebels.
Yes,
I just finished episode 7 of season 1.
I'm glad you clarified that because I looked at that and went, there isn't 17 seasons, or it's not seasons 1 to 7. If you were watching Clone Wars, there's 7 seasons of that.
Yeah, so episode 7, season 1, I'm up to now, and I haven't gone back to Ahsoka yet until I finish this.
Yes.
So then, The Champ was on the telly last week, and I watched I watched all of The Champ, and yes, that's still as sad as I remember. Then, I was watching a few bits and bobs, like on Wrath of Man, which is on Amazon Prime, which is basically Jason Statham, yes. And it's your typical revenge sort of movie. Nothing much to report on that, really. As you know, I like to go into great detail.
I'm surprised you even got his name. Normally it's like Archie Mann that was in the film. Or the one that Ruth every now and then just chuckles and then brings up again when she's listening to the podcast. It's like, oh, you know, it's that idiot that looks like Adam Sandler. That'll be Adam Sandler then. That'll be why he looks like him.
So then, Everson Wallace and Gromit, classic, the Curse of the Were Rabbit. And I just, typing it out in, I just realised it's W-E-R-E. It's a very good play in words, yes. Much to Justin's annoyance, I'm sure. That's very enjoyable.
I enjoyed it. I haven't seen it for quite a few years, but I think that one was better than A Matter of Loaf and Death.
Yes. Yes, I think it was myself. Then I watched a film called Dad, which is an 80s American comedy drama. And it's the film is based on William Wharton's novel of the same name. And it's basically, Ted Dawson.
Danson,
yes, is in it. And Jack Lemmon is his father. And he's basically, his father is terminally ill, and it's just centered around the relationship he has with his father. You know, he hadn't had much time for him before that, but he spends a lot of time with his dad. It was a nice movie, I have to say.
Good, because it was, you're beginning to make it sound like it was another sad, morbid film that you were, you know, getting depressed over. You put so much emotion in that review.
Then I watched one more, Memory, which is, oh God, I tend to be watching shit movies lately. It's basically Death Wish again, and it's with Liam Neeson, yeah, that fella.
Not Nielsen.
Liamson, yeah. Well, anyway, him, that, the aging actor who still does action.
The man who said, "I'll be a cowboy as long as I'm allowed to be Irish."
So, yeah, so there you go, Justin. Go on. Oh, you watched that, did you?
I watched, right, so last night I went to the cinema to watch a film that I'm surprised you haven't seen yet, because I thought you were pretty excited to see this.
Oh, God, no.
I went and watched Expend Four Balls.
Yes, my son went to see it, and he thought it was the biggest pile of crap he's seen in a long time. And he said the end credits they sang was "The boys are back in town."
Yes, yes. They even have a, well, I don't know if it's Blue Oyster Cult, but they certainly have a band in the film singing "Don't Fear the Reaper."
Oh God,
it's more of the same. I don't think this is the worst film they've done. I don't think.
Oh really?
I don't think it's as bad as Three was.
Okay.
But let me think. Three was with Van Damme as the evil guy. Two was with Mel Gibson as the evil one.
Yeah.
Right. Well, this one, I can't, I'm not up to date with the foreign actors, I'm afraid. But Tony Jaa was in it, one of these martial arts people. And I can't work out if he was the big bad, or if he was one of the ones that joins their squad. But the point is, it starts off with Gaddafi's former chemical compound, and this mercenary squad that's not the Expendables goes in and effectively just kills pretty much everyone, and then holds the general, the current general, to hostage, and it's another, hey, we've got a nuclear bomb, let's do something about stopping a nuclear war happening.
Okay.
Yeah. It's what you think. There was some obviously some bad things, like, you know, why they decided to go, hey, let's have Megan Fox in, and she can, like, run the team. And you may have seen from the trailers that 50 Cent is in it. You know, good old Fiddy.
Yeah.
Well, he must have had a clause in his contract that said, oh, at some point in the film, we're going to cause a distraction. So what I want you to do is have a big boom box and play one of my songs on it.
Okay.
So, yeah, this forklift truck comes up on a ship, and it's playing I Don't Know What You Heard About Me. And I immediately just went, hang on, He's not 50 Cent in this movie. So does that mean he just looks like a rapper? You know, one of them film.
Yeah.
So that was last night. But in the morning, the movies for juniors, Ruth and I took her daughter to watch Ruby Gilmore Teenage Kraken.
Okay.
And this is a DreamWorks animation. It came out in the summer, but it effectively had finished its run. And then Cineworld does this, like, £2 a ticket single showings on Sundays.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, you know, £2 each for you. We'll go down. It gets out of the house for a couple of hours. And we knew that the youngster wanted to watch it anyway, so...
Win-win.
I was quite surprised. She sat there quite happily letting the whole film play out. She wasn't interrupting us with asking questions. And because when I talk about the next thing, that's something that happens a lot. But yeah, I would say I enjoyed it as an adult watching a children's movie.
Some giggles, sir.
Yeah, definitely some giggles, yeah.
Okay.
But yes, the next thing is the finale will be this week, but I have been watching Ahsoka, as obviously discussed previously. And I've already alluded to the fact that Ruth's daughter will watch it with us because, you know, she's up to date on these things now.
Yeah.
But she does like to sort of stand up almost in front of the TV to say, right, so what I want to know is blah, blah, blah. And we're like going, we've got the same information as you. We don't know. Yeah. And there was a bit in it this week where the character played by David Tennant, Huyang, the robot, said what I assume was a funny line, but we didn't get to hear it because she decided to just chat during that one section. But, you know, I'm not getting upset about it. I'm glad that she's enjoying watching it with us.
Good.
And, you know, maybe I'll be able to persuade her to actually watch the Star Wars movies again. And after that, Ruth and I have started watching Taskmaster. And for whatever reason, we couldn't get it to play on all four or 4OD or whatever it's called. The streaming service. We couldn't get it to play the first week straight away. We had to, like, watch it the next day. But because we were sort of already thinking, oh, well, we'll watch Taskmaster, we watched a couple of episodes of the New Zealand version of season one, because there's two seasons of that on there.
Okay.
It's not as good, mate. It's not as good. It's not as bad a car crash as the American versions have been. But the guy that's trying to play the Taskmaster just clearly doesn't have the gravitas of Greg Davis. And equally, if he tried to be, it would clearly be so forced. But the guy they've got doing the Alex Horn sidekick, he doesn't seem to have, like, as much fun in that either. So it's all right. It's just not fantastic.
Yeah.
I understand that season two of it is much, much better. And then I hinted at the fact that I've got some things to talk about that I have watched a couple of weeks ago and just forgot to put on the podcast. And, you know, Ruth's picked me up about one or two of these in the past. So the first one I will mention is the Pink movie. Yes, I have seen Barbie. And it's not bad. I would say that there are probably a couple of bits that are not age appropriate for a 7 or 8 year old, but they're probably said and dealt with so quickly that it probably wouldn't even register. For example, when they make it to the real world, Barbie goes up to a building site to ask some questions. And in Barbie Land, all the jobs are done by women, you know, because the whole concept is that Barbie tells us that girls can do anything. So here's Barbie as the president. Here's Barbie as a doctor. And here's Barbie as a bin collector. Here's Barbie as a builder. So, yeah, so they go to this building site, and obviously the men ogle her and make a few comments of the sort that you'd expect them to do as stereotypical builders. And she just replies back to them, "Well, I don't have a vagina. And Ken doesn't have a penis. We don't have genitals." And obviously that confuses them, so they walk off, and as they're going, Ken just kind of says, I actually do have the genitals. But quite early on, there's a scene in the Barbie Land where one of them is, obviously all the ladies are called Barbie, with the exception of a couple. And the one that they're describing as, like, ugly Barbie, you know, which represents a Barbie that's had a haircut and been drawn on and stuff.
Yeah.
She mentions, "Oh, I see you hang out with Ken. Yeah, I'd like to check out his stump under his underwear." Yeah, clearly very aware of that. But the concept of the film is that Barbie has thoughts of death. And it's supposed to be because the person that's playing with that specific Barbie doll in the real world is having dark thoughts. So she comes to the real world to try and cheer up said person. And she and Ken comes with her. And Ken finds that the real world has a bit of a patriarchal society and starts believing that men run everything.
Oh, dear.
And, you know, read some books on patriarchy, and then goes back to Barbie Land and convinces all the Kens to take over the place and turns all the other Barbies into effectively bimbos that want to be objectified. So when Barbie eventually makes it back, look at the mess we've now got to sort out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's a thinker. It's not just... There are definitely some funny bits in there. But the idea is it's supposed to challenge the diversity or lack thereof in some situations.
Yeah.
And the other film that I watched a while ago, I unintentionally saw this in the IMAX, was Oppenheimer. Now, I say it unintentionally saw it in the IMAX. I saw that it was on at like 8 o'clock and I went, "Oh, I'm going to go down and watch that." When I got there, they said, "Oh, that's in the IMAX." I went, "Oh, okay, that's fine." It's a 3-hour film, Colm.
Okay.
Near enough. It's not quite. But if I said to you, if I just told you it's a film about Robert J. Oppenheimer or J. Robert Oppenheimer, I can't remember how his name goes, but what would you think the film would be about?
I would think it'd be about the atom bomb.
Well, sure enough, that is a very large part of it. But it's also about how he is accused of being a communist and how he has a relationship with a communist and how he sets up his own like little town in the middle of nowhere so that he can control all the information that goes out, and various tests happen for other nations developing bombs, and they have to then go around recruiting all the top scientists or top physicists, I suppose, to develop this bomb and put them all on different projects without effectively telling them what they're doing. And, have the whole ethical question of, well, there's a good scene in it where he's like, you've got the colonel, whatever, the 5-star general played by Matt Damon, and he says, "Okay, well, what's is there any chance that we could basically blow up the planet?" I'm paraphrasing, but this is how the conversation goes, and he's like, "We're pretty sure there's like a less than 1% chance of that happening." So I'd like you to say there's a 0% chance. It's like, well, you know, it's all theoretical. We don't know.
Oh, dear.
But
did it drag on a bit?
I don't think it dragged on. It just went into a lot of stuff that I didn't see coming. Like, a lot of it was on trial, him being on trial for, like I say, potentially being a Nazi and... not a Nazi, a communist, and going to show his younger years, like, you know, studying in Europe with people who subsequently ended up working for the Nazis, and them having an arms race, and him trying to have control over what is done with it when the bomb is made, so that it's not immediately, you know, put into the two bombs that are dropped on Japan.
Yeah.
Which it is. You know. So, like, that's not exactly spoiler, though, you know, that happened. But it's just obviously a very serious biopic. I think there was some unnecessary nudity in it.
Yeah.
Just didn't see why some parts of it couldn't be artistically shot, you know, from the back so that you weren't seeing stuff. But I guess certain people signed a contract saying, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, fair enough.
So that's what I've been watching.
Cool.
Yeah. So now that I've knocked this on the head nice and early, I'll read some Twitter comments. So, we had a late submission from last fortnight's question of the fortnight, which was, he says, quickly reading across, "With the start of silly season, Colm and Justin would like to know what games are you looking forward to and why? And Justin Knowles responds with, Baldur's Gate 3. My PC isn't powerful enough, and I don't have a PS5, so I'm stuck waiting until either it comes out on Xbox or I get a new PC or PS5. And then followed up with, and yes, I just realised this was last episode's question. Well, as someone who is playing Baldur's Gate and has 30-plus hours in it, you're in no rush to play it, mate. I'm not saying that in a bad way, I'm just saying you'll see people talking about it, but it will still be an impactful game because you can take completely different roads to every, to a lot of challenges.
Exactly.
I actually saw a video during the week, I was watching it with Ruth, on a guy who effectively said, right, I want to play Baldur's Gate with Agent 47. So he created a character, like, gave him a bald head, and he's like, right, we're going to kill all the targets we can in assassination style. we want to see how many people, like quest targets, whatever, we can kill without getting caught, without starting a combat. And it's just there, like, you know, shoving people off cliffs or putting down loads of barrels and then setting them all on fire. It's really well done. Like, We had a fight the other day, and we knew if we went into this specific, like, goblin camp that they were all going to attack us.
Yeah.
So we healed up, rested up, went in there, and sure enough, yes, they all attacked us. But we'd made it to level 5 by this point, and they were, like, level 2. So if we hit them, they were dead, basically. But there was a lot of them.
Okay.
So we got to the end after we cleared them all out, and then I realised, oh, look, we have these goblins shooting at us from being on top of this scaffolding, but there's clearly a bit here where we could have shot this structure support and knocked the whole thing down.
Yeah. Okay.
Hmm. Right. We also had Ian Bitdead at Bitdead77 say, Column is right. These really are two beautiful people. Great show, guys. There you go, Column. You're not wrong.
There you go. Thank you, Ian, as always.
And then I put up a question the fortnight before Column realised. I was around the house on Saturday and I thought to myself, he's only going to message me soon going, you haven't done the question, if I don't do it. So I will do it. So I said, Justin and Column will be recording on Monday, and we are. And would like to know, what film or TV series cliffhanger left you the most impressed or confused? And my reasoning for coming up with this is because they've tried to do it in several things recently. It was done in Ahsoka. The end of Loki season one was a big cliffhanger. I'm looking forward to Loki season two starting this week.
Oh, cool.
Unfortunately, I'll be back to watching it alone because I haven't quite brought Ruth up to speed on everything else to, you know, she hasn't watched Ant-Man, for example, Ant-Man Quantumania. Yeah. But yes, that was my thought. Like I say, Ahsoka is almost given a cliffhanger at the end of every episode.
Hmm.
So I thought, yes, cliffhangers can be good if done right. So Dave at Yellowbug starts with not answering the question and says, wasn't a cliffhanger ending as such, but the final scene in the movie adaptation of Stephen King's The Mist was a huge WTF moment. Have you seen it, Cullum?
No.
I have, and I definitely agree with what Dave's saying. And I'm not going to give it away, but I understand it's different from the book.
Okay.
And it really was a good moment. Yeah, I agree. So it's more of a twist than a cliffhanger there. But yes, for a cliffhanger, he continues. For a cliffhanger, I'd say the end of each Batman TV episode, where he'd be caught in some fiendish trap and you'd need to wait for the next part to see how he would escape from certain death. Same bat time. Bat channel.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Dave. Paul W. at just_wondering_. It has to be Rogue One Star Wars Story. The way it tied in with Star Wars A New Hope was fantastic.
Yeah, Ruth showed me this one, this response, and I immediately went, I don't know if he's trying to be ironic, but it's hardly a cliffhanger, is it? Because you know it's been made to fit in where it fits in.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, will they, won't they? But thank you for your comment, Paul. I'm not sure if you're trying to be... maybe you haven't watched the others. I guess if you watch in chronological order of, you know, timeline, then, yeah, it would be a bit of a cliffhanger.
Hmm.
Mike Green at The Path to Amen says, it's got to be at the end of one of the Sherlock seasons where he kills himself but doesn't. And you can't work out how he didn't die until the next season.
Hmm. Yeah. I suppose Doctor Who would be cliffhangers every season. Well, it wouldn't actually, because you know who the new Doctor is. Yeah,
in those, like you say, you already know who the new Doctor is before the end of the episode, because they do the face reveal.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah. A good question, Justin, and it deserved more answers.
Well, do you have an answer, Mr. Cullum?
I'm thinking. Not really.
Did you not think, oh no, Thanos has snapped. How are they going to bring everyone back?
No, I didn't. Most of my detective things I watch, like The Bay or something like that, they tend to have mini-series, but they wouldn't really have much of a cliffhanger on the end of them. No, but I've got to watch The Mist now after this and see.
It is a really good film.
Okay, I'll watch that then. And let you know.
Yes, please do.
I will.
Well, thank you.
No worries. So, some podcast mentions. Game Board 60 Minutes with Heroes Out. Laps Gamer Radio. So, will you be pre-ordering the PS Portal? PlayStation Portal?
What, you mean the tablet controller?
Yes, the tablet controller.
No, Colm, surprisingly, I won't. No.
I checked it on Amazon. It's £199. And the tax, the import duty is £50.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, that's quite bad.
Yes, that is quite bad. No, I won't be bothering either. But I mean, I suppose I can see where it comes in handy for some people with young kids and who just want to have a couple of minutes on their PlayStation. But I should suspect with the remote play that it never really caught on because of the lack of quality broadband we have in this country.
Well, it's not just this country, is it? It's
other countries.
Yeah, the infrastructure's not there globally yet.
No. So, I mean, I've tried to do some game cloud on my phone to some degree of success, but not really worth the effort. I tried to do a Starfield and it just didn't load, so, yeah. On cloud gaming. It's a bonus thing to have, but it never really works. I would love to know of anybody that uses just cloud gaming as their main source of gaming. I doubt if there's many people out there, you know, with Stadia went bust. That other on live one that never took off, yeah. Really. So, and now we're talking all digital consoles and, you know, Xbox bringing out their next upgraded all-digital console. Discs are going to be disappearing.
I still find it hilarious when you see people so passionately writing in Twitter threads and replies going, oh, if there's no physical option to buy the game, then I'm out. And you're thinking, but you play games on a PC, don't you? When was the last time you had a physical PC game that wasn't a code in a box?
Yes, probably about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
It's all digital. I mean, it's even your discs now are basically just a small portion of the game, and then the patches are downloaded. And I don't think it takes any quicker to put a disc in nowadays and play the game than it does to download the actual game from the store. The majority of my games I play now are digital anyway. So,
well, will you be bringing your Steam Deck, or are you leaving that at home? Don't want to get it lost in on the plane.
Oh no, I won't bring my Steam Deck over. I will bring my Switch over this time, but yeah, I think it's safe enough to bring.
Good. So that means that in 2 weeks' time, when we record next, he says, looking at the calendar. One, two.
That is correct.
Yeah. We will be ideally having a live recording, probably on the Saturday morning, or maybe even the Friday night. Who knows?
Yeah.
But that'd probably be more sensible, because then we can chin out on the Saturday ahead of the party, and then on the Sunday, Ruth will be needing to take her daughter to drop her off with her dad, so I'll be taking you to the airport by myself.
Oh, okay.
So but you get more time with them during the days this time.
Cool. I shall look forward to that. I'm looking forward to it already.
Me too.
Yeah. Twice in the 1 year, Justin. Twice in the 1 year, I mean. Oh, that's, yeah. You know, you just don't know what life's going to throw at you, do you, Justin?
No. And it's Ruth's birthday on Friday, and
this Friday.
Yes, her best friend was trying to organise something for Ruth's birthday. And I got told yesterday, are you happy with her having your number because she wants to ask you something? I'm like, yeah, okay. And she was, so I started getting this message. It's like, right, I want to do this and I want to check you haven't already decided to do this. And I was like, well, as it happens, that specific thing that you're talking about, I have talked about doing with Ruth, but we never got followed through with it. So, yes, by all means, carry on. But it did then make me think, what have I got Ruth for her birthday? Because I know that there are 4 presents in the cupboard behind me.
Yeah.
And I know one of them is similar to a present that you unwrapped on stream years ago.
Stretch Armstrong.
This is a Star Wars related one. It's a Stretch Boba Fett.
Awesome. Awesome.
I showed it to her daughter and went, should we give her this? And she was like, yes, we shall give her that. Yes, definitely.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I don't remember what the other presents are. So it'd be interesting for me on Friday morning seeing those.
Yes. Do you wrap them, Justin?
Yeah, I actually I got her daughter to help me, but I do a lot of the wrapping.
Good. Yeah. Well done, Justin. You put the effort in.
Yeah. And then, so obviously you're coming over for the party, so we're going to have a chippy supper.
Excellent.
We're going to have an order in.
I should pay for it this time.
I'm paying for it all, yes.
Oh, yes, yes, Justin, yes. So I'll pay for one of the dinners.
You won't pay for the party because we're catering for 35-odd people. So
is it in our house?
No,
in your house.
No, we've booked a hall that is near where her mum lives.
Cool. Okay.
So nice. It won't be just Ruth and her daughter and me that you know. You've met my friend Neil from Birmingham. He's coming down.
Cool.
So I'll be sure to introduce you to more. Although you'll probably be dragged around by Ruth's daughter.
I'm sure I will. Yes, I look forward to it.
Right, okay. I think I've dragged out enough time on the podcast to make it
Nice one, Justin.
Yeah, so as I say, said earlier, now what I've got to do is take this PC monitor, otherwise known as this TV that I'm using, unplug that, take that downstairs, and I've got to dig up a mouse and, set Ruth up to work from home tomorrow, which is going to be odd for her. She did say that she might get used to sort of working on the dinner table downstairs, but for the first one, she's just going to do it from her house. I was a bit confused when...
What's her broadband like?
That's fine. Like? Yeah, it does the job. We've streamed for 12 hours from it.
Yeah, that's true, yes.
But no, I was sat working last week and I just get a message going, you've got a spare monitor, haven't you? I was like, well, I've got one on my personal PC that I'm not using for work. And then after having the conversation, I said to my boss, I called her up and I went, so when I come back to Swindon next month, I think I should bring back to Ipswich my second monitor. And she said, what do you mean? I said, well, because when I moved, I said I'd keep one monitor here and plug in with the docking station. And then when I travel, I just plug the docking station into the monitor on my desk there. But you stole my desk, so I don't have a monitor there anymore. So it should be here. And she's like, yeah, you can't work off one monitor in your laptop screen. I'm like, well, I've been doing it for 18 months. But yes, I'll be quite happy to have a new monitor. Yes, thank you.
Excellent. Get in, Justin.
I shall upgrade. It'll be, and then I can just have it in landscape format. No, portrait format, so I can have it for my word processing being vertical.
Excellent, excellent idea. Or you can have shoot 'em ups playing.
No, it'd be. It's...
Oh, I tell you, I bought my Skyforce anniversary. Yes, but the funny thing is, it doesn't seem to save.
Oh.
On my Steam Deck. So I've restarted it several times. It doesn't have an option to save, but it's supposed to save.
Can you not do save states?
No, it doesn't seem to be a save state. I'll have to look into it.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's really weird. PC gaming for you. There you go. Mm. It's not just plug and play like the PlayStation.
No.
Okay.
Right, well, Colin, where can people find you? Because you're ideally streaming in the mornings, but quite often of the last few days you've been going, yeah, no stream today.
Yeah, so this morning I was continuing on my Untitled Goose Journey. You can find me on twitch.tv/Solemn67, or you can find me at Multiplatman. I haven't gone to the Blue Sky Blue yet, or whatever that called. Stupid thing. I see you have.
I haven't gone. I have a presence there, and I'm... At the moment, you can't send direct messages and you can't do, like, GIFs and such. So,
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, the people are using it.
Yeah.
Welsh Benno's on there. Mr. Kevney. There's Mr. Barnett. There's several people from our little community over there. Dan Ragnar. Obviously, myself and Ruth. Next time I get a code, I'll send it to you. Even though Ruth went, oh, well, he's already said that he won't be moving on to any other bloody social media platform.
At the moment, I am not bothered either way, to be honest with you. You don't... Is this the one you have to have Instagram?
No.
You don't?
No, that was Threads.
Oh, yes.
Which was the Facebook one.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Yeah, okay.
But yes, thank you for that. If you want to contact the show, you can email lastsaveloaded@gmail.com, or you can, and I'm going to continue calling it Twitter, you can tweet at lastsaveloaded. You can follow me at onya6, and that's what I'm on that Blue Sky thing. Not that I've really ever posted there, because I'm still waiting for more people to join. But yes, we'll be back with a live show in a couple of weeks. If there's anything want to ask us for a live show, then let us know in advance. Otherwise, Colm has a question of the week or question of the fortnight ready to go out.
Oh yes,
and we'll be sending it out during that week.
Excellent.
So all that remains to be said is goodbye from me
and goodbye from him.
Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Goodbye. Doing, Mr. Cole?
I'm clearly a lot better.
You sound wonderful.
Yes, unfortunately Ruth is not a well puppy at the moment.
Yeah, so I hear, yes. Sharing is caring, Justin.
Well, I blame her daughter rather than me.
Of course you would, Justin.
She's young and defenceless.
Of course.
Well, if you're ready, I'll give us a 3-2-1.
Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
I'd rather not do that, because I will need to hit record.